Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show, stepping into the Barber Zone. It's your man, Chavez Moment, coming from right here, the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parsons Avenue on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Another beautiful day here in the shop, getting it in. It's been kind of a long day, man. You know, I've been in some meetings and conference calls and all of that, you know, handling the barber business, you know. But that's what I do. That's what I signed up for, so that's what I get. But, you know, we got a couple topics for on the show today. We're going to, you know, me and a few of the other barbers, you know, doing our Black Gray Messenger thing yesterday. We had a little topic talking about the clippers. You know, what clippers do you use? You know, so don't have a few people on the show today give you their opinion on what clippers they use, what new clippers are out, because, you know, on the show, we're going to keep you up on the new clippers that's coming out. But, you know, Sally don't always have them. The local beauty and barber supply don't have them. So you need to go out to these shows and get plugged in right with the manufacturers, or, you know, always check out your Atlanta Barber and Beauty, you know, the ABBS.com, whatever it may be. So, you know, so I'm going to bring it to you. And we're going to also talk about, we're going to start adding some, you know, health parts to the show. So we're going to talk about organ donation, organ and tissue donation. You know, I was in a meeting this morning with Lifeline of Ohio, and that was the subject. So I'm going to let y'all know more about that. We're going to have one of my partners come on and talk to you more about that also. Also, I'm going to introduce, a man came up with a barber cookbook, a barbershop cookbook, you know, another great genius idea from a barber. So we're going to get into that. So, but, you know, before we get started, what we got to do, we got to get them shouts out for the man upstairs, man. So, you know, thank you, Father, for another opportunity to get on these airways and talk to the people. Thank you for this opportunity, for this wonderful day that you've blessed us with, that we can be an improvement in our lives through you, and that we may be a blessing to other people so that we can make a positive impact on this world. You know, Father, thank you for the health, our stable minds, stable bodies. Father, we just thank you for everything. Everything, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, because we know that you told us nothing that kills us is going to make us stronger, and it'll make us turn to you. So give us these bad times so that we may learn that you are the only way, the best way. So whatever brings us closer to you, Father, let us have it. Because, you know, as we go to be these examples of you, it's not going to be a smooth road. We're going to have to go through our trials. So grant us these mercies and your grace that we'll be able to come through all our challenges, all our adversities. Father, let this show be a blessing to those that listen, whether they may be barbers or stylists, but that it may just bless their lives in a positive way. All these blessings I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all, get on the show. Let's do what we do. First of all, I got to let y'all know about the Barber Zone, man. We right here, 2505 Parsons Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, on the south side. We got construction going on in the front. So, you know, we working real hard. We doing through the advertising and our own clientele. We're in here getting it through. So, you know, this is one of those adversities I just was talking about. You know, I mean, the road is tore up. If you want to check it out, check out the page. Check out the Facebook page. It's on the Chavez Moment page and the Barber Zone page. Check out the construction. But check us out. www.barberzone.org, or check out my page, www.chavezmoment.com. Become a fan on Facebook. We're on Twitter, BlackBerry Messenger, all that. Holler at us. You know, that's the promotion and the advertising I'll be talking about. But, you know, We're going to see who we got on the line, man. We got, look like, might have my man out on the line already. Hold on 1 second. Hello, welcome to the Barber Zone Radio Show. Who do we have on
What's up?
Yeah, we got Big Al from a Cut Above the Rest, man, represent, man, in mind his own. What's up, man? Welcome to the Barber Zone, man. Yes, you are here. Okay. Hey, before we start, man, let them know who you are, where you at. You know, give them your numbers, your Facebook page and all that so they know where to go to and, you know, what you got going on. I already know who y'all are, man. This is my man, Big Al Edmonds, over in Mount Vernon, one of the original parts of Columbus, Ohio, for us black folks. You know, he's still holding it down in the community strong. That's the brother that invited me out to the meeting this morning. So, Al, let them know what you're doing out there in Mount Vernon, man, before we get this show started.
Yeah, this is Al Edmondson, Money Earning Mount Vernon in Columbus, Ohio, representing the Cut Above the Rest Barber and Beauty Salon. Been in the business for about 20 years now, and I'm doing a lot of great things in the community and really helping some of the younger barbers come up. Right now, man, we got some great things going on. As you know, we talked this morning about Lifeline of Ohio, with, you know, talking about organ and tissue donating that's coming up here in the next couple months, getting all the barbers on board to represent and begin to talk to our customers how important it is to donate organs and tissues, not while they're currently living, but after they pass on. You know, that's the part that we're going to be working with. And also, you know, we're doing a father and kids basketball camp coming up in June to help fathers connect with their children, man. So, you know, we're doing some great things, man. And then recently, you know, you got that new cookbook, right?
Say again?
I said you got that new cookbook, right?
Man, yeah, that's what I was talking about, man. Hey, y'all.
Okay.
I told y'all I'm going to have some people on the show, man, with some just great ideas that, you know, the reason for the show, Al, is to help promote, you know, barbers in the smaller cities and the smaller areas that don't get the promotion or, you know, don't have the means to promote their products. So, man, this dude, Al, came up with a barbershop cookbook. What do you mean? Yeah, it's a barbershop cookbook. You know, everybody else got a cookbook. Why we can't have one for the barbershop?
That's right.
Al
that's
came
right.
up with
yeah.
one. I mean, he came up with, and it says, a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop presents. He let you know who did it. Like I told y'all, advertise. What you got to do is advertise yourself. A Cut Above the Rest cookbook, man. And
yep.
got good stuff in here.
Yeah, yeah, we got we got
it. And he said, man, he got breakfast stuff. Vegetables for y'all that don't. For y'all don't eat meat, he got all those recipes in it. Meat dishes and Cornish hens and turkey chili for the non-beef and pork eaters. He got the turkey chilies and the pineapple sauce with chicken breast. Hey man, I mean this is something that you see in Barnes and Nobles and things like that. This brother did real work, y'all. It's not just a bootleg something that he thrown together, because, you know, we've seen some publications that some people would have put out and be like, man, why'd you even spend money on this? But this is something y'all need to get. I'll promote it. I didn't talk to a brother, and I had to hit Al up real quick. Like, I talked to a brother about it just briefly. He said, man, I need to get with that brother so I can help promote this thing. He ain't never met Al. Nothing, but he said, a barbershop cookbook? I got to be part of that. So, you know, hopefully that brother's going to be on the show today, man. And Al, like I said, man, we're going to link up, man, and we're going to make some differences, y'all. Because first of all,
right.
we're going to make some differences in Columbus, Ohio, y'all. Like I tell y'all, before y'all can go and start trying to save the world, you got to save your own house and your own community first. So if you're in that barbershop and you get money all day every day and you're not sowing back into your own community, man, you're doing a disservice. Get out the game, man, because if you're in this barber game, for the first thing you are a servant, man. You're serving the people. That's without the people, you're nothing. You'll be sitting there and everybody else will be in the shop cutting and you won't be cutting nothing. So, you know, let's get out there and do some positive things. Because Al got some other things going on. Al, I don't want you just to talk about the cookbook, man. You got some things going on down there in Mount Vernon and the Good Mail initiatives and all of that. Let the people know what you're doing, man. Because what y'all don't know is Al a good brother God, man. And that's what we do, man. We spread the good word of God. He got a Bible study that he does, which I'm going to have to start attending. You know, I want to get one here at the shop, but I'm going to have to attend somebody else's first. So he's got a Bible study that he do at the shop. Al, let the people know what you do and what y'all do at Cut Above the Rest, because y'all in the cornerstone of the city, man.
Right. Well, man, I just really want to thank God for brothers like you, man, that's really stepping up there and making a difference not only in your community, but you reaching out global now with this radio thing, man. This is all new to me because, you know, like I said, I'm back from the old school. And, man, you're doing a great job, man. So, you know, I really appreciate all that you do. You know, I was just telling somebody today, I said, it's good to see other barbers. That, you know, I've done a lot of different things, and now, you know, this new social media stuff, I'm new to it and really getting the opportunity to really explore it. But, man, I'm just, like I said, I just want to, you know, just pray that God continue to just touch you and touch all your listeners at this time, and just that they will be empowered to just make good moves and within their community. And like Brother Chavez is talking about, you know, you have to just work where you at, and you don't have to go all around the city, because we as barbers, we have so much influence on our young folks, and we really need to really reach out to our young folks. And that's kind of like my mission for the things that I do. Everything is focused around helping younger barbers, helping men. You know, as you know, if we can help the brothers that we talk to become better men, we can begin to change our community. And that's very important in everything that we do as barbers. You know, not only you hooking them up with that fresh cut, just those words of encouragement is always good to continue to, you know, keep pushing it in their ear. If they ain't hearing it from nobody else, they can definitely hear it from us. So, but man, I'm just humble, man, just on how God is really doing some great things with me and being able to allow me to just begin to work in my community to just, you know, help the youth. The fathers, and then, you know, in August we got that big back to school rally where 2,000 people come out, and we give out free school supplies. And this year, man, I'll be celebrating 20 years, so I'm gonna have a back to school concert, another hip hop gospel concert, man. And I'm getting so excited about the whole thing, man. But you know, my thing is going to be able to continue to help you guys that's coming up, to, you know, so you lay down your foundation and put your stone in that wall. As you know, something that people can, you know, follow also. So, you know, I mean, that's just, you know, that's what it's all about, man. It ain't even about us no more. It's about helping other people. And if we continue to do that, it'll help us grow our businesses from all around. So, you know, you got Chris over there, and you got, you got Cuts on the Ave. You got all these nice barbershops in the community, in their different communities, the North Side, East Side, South Side, that are really doing some positive things. And, you know, we just got to do more collaboration on some things because, you know, we can, you know, we got that power in numbers, man. So, you know, that's why I called that meeting today, because it ain't about me. I could do it by myself, but I said, no, let me get some good positive men and some good positive women together that I know that can really make an impact. And then we can use that to leverage our worth in, you know, like I said, you know, American Cancer Society. Once you do this, you know, you got all these other organizations that want to help you in your endeavors of anything you want to do community-wise. Like, we do the high blood pressure and diabetes screenings every first Saturday. That's something that you offer your clients for free because you want healthy clients. So those are just a few things, man, that you can begin to do as barbers and as you know, wherever you at in the country, you know, just begin to reach out to, you know, the young folks and reach out to just on the health piece because, you know, as we know, 27,000 African-American males are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year, and the numbers are growing. So, you know, that's why I came along with the cookbook, to create some healthy foods, to have healthy fathers, to have healthy people, And I can't express it enough. If we get our men healthy, we can become healthy in our community. So, I mean, that's what I'm all about, man, helping people and helping business, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all done heard the good word from Brother Al, man. Hey, that's what you got to surround yourself around good people.
Oh, no
you gotta
doubt.
You
got to
surround
no
yourself
doubt.
Around good people because, you know, the barbershop is where it all happened. The barber and the beauty shop are the cornerstones of the neighborhood. Back in the day, if you needed to know something, you went to the barbershop, the beauty shop, or your church. That's where you went to find out your information. See, but what happens, these places are still where we have numerous avenues to go down. Because our customers, like we were talking about today, we touch everything from the pimp to the preacher. I'm sorry. We touch everything from the pimp to the president.
Mm-hmm.
President got to get a haircut, too. So
right.
In that whole range of people, we have an opportunity to be a blessing in people's lives in a different way. The pimp need a different blessing than the president does. But we have to be able to have those, like we said earlier, if somebody has a problem, we have to have that resource for them in the barbershop. We have the people, we have the audience, but sometimes we don't have the resources because the powers that be and these big companies forget about the barbershop. They forget about the beauty shop until it's time for them to go to that big meeting to sign that $2-4 million check. Then they want to come and get that haircut real quick or that shave. But yet when it's time to come back into that community and put money in the community, they don't reach back to the barber and beauty shop where they need to get the information because they know we're going to spread the information to everybody. If you don't want people to get information, what do? You stay away from the places where the information is received the most, in the barber and beauty shop. We spend the most money. Hair and beauty products. So why not tap into us? It's easy. If you want to get the word out to people, go to your barber and beauty shop. Everybody in the community know it. You know it when you're in the community, but yet when you get that big job and you want to find some numbers or you want to do a survey, you go to Ohio State campus or you go to Columbus State. Nah, bring it to where the real people are, where you get real answers and real results at your barber and beauty shop. Like Adam do, which I want to start doing some more, is the diabetes and the blood pressure checks for the brothers. Because one thing is, brothers, we don't go to the doctor. You know, we scared to go to the doctor. I don't know why. We want to live long, but we don't want to do the things that we need to do to live long. So sometimes, with us being the barbershop, we got to bring things to the brothers. So if you sit in the barbershop and the lady over there doing blood pressure testing for free, you lightweight ain't got no choice but to go ahead and get your blood pressure check. Save your life. Then what you do, you get in contact with Al, and you get hold of one of those barbershop cookbooks. You get hold to the barbershop cookbook, start eating good, start living right so you can be available for your family. You can be available for your sons. You can be available for your daughters because that's what we need. We need some positive role models as men and women in our community. So that's the reason that our whole community is the way that it is because of the lack of men. The lack of positive role models in our community. You know, we've got away from, you know, some of the old things that we used to do. You can't even say anything to a young brother no more without him going off, you know, calling you names tell the brother, hey, man, you might want to pick your pants up a little bit, brother, you know. But, you know, he want to wild out. And then he'd be mad if the police stop him or say somebody say something to him because he's running around looking crazy. But you tried to warn him. Okay. But, you know, enough of that. But back to what we talked about a little bit. Excuse me. Donate for life. With Lifeline Ohio. Hold on 1 second. Look like we got Al back on the line. Al, you back with us? Hello? Look like he got disconnected. We're going to see if we can get him back on the line. Al, you on here with us? Hello. All right, we're going to try to get him back on in a minute. But spoke this morning with a sister by the name of Demia Candy with Lifeline of Ohio, and it was about tissue and organ donation. You know, we're about to start a group, and it's going to be what they're calling it right now is just Shop Talk, Barber and Beauty Shop Outreach. So what the whole mission is going to be is to pass out information. Al, we got you back on here, brother.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. We had a few technical difficulties, y'all, but we got them straightened around.
We're working it out.
Yeah. But what the sister did, she came in and she brought us some information about, you know, outreach to our customers about organ and tissue donation. So, you know, so what we're going to do is we're going to start educating our customers on organ and tissue donation. Not living donation, but after you pass away donation. Something, you know, where you can save somebody else's life. And
right.
It was kind of ironic that, you know, we in a meeting talking about it, and one of Al's customers, employees, barbers, I don't know what he was, he walked in, and the brother is actually, his granddaughter is a recipient of an organ. So, you know, that's something right there, right home with Al. So we're gonna keep you updated on, you know, how we can spread it around different shops in your community, your state. What we're going to do, we're going to have to go through some training so we're not out passing misinformation and falsehoods. You know how that spread in the community also. So we're going to do some training. So while we're standing behind our chairs passing out this good word, we can be knowledgeable on organ and tissue donation so that, you know, we can educate the people so they can know the importance of it. You know, people here donate your organs. They're like, nah, man, they not getting my organs. Nuh-uh, I'm taking everything with me. Until, you know, one of their siblings or their granddaughter or their husband or wife needs a kidney. And then they're like, ooh, you know. And then they get on that waiting list, that waiting list of over 100,000 people. You might be able to save somebody's life. So we're gonna give you more about it. You know, I'm gonna have Al on the show again. You know, talking more about it because, you know, it's gonna be a big campaign because we're gonna start it off here in Columbus, and then
yeah.
you know with God's infinite power, man. You know, we'll be overseas somewhere. You know, doing this, but you know, we're gonna focus on starting with our communities, educating our communities, and you know, we're gonna take it from there. But you know. This show, we're going to use this show right here to be one of those vehicles because I'm going to actually get the sister Demia on the phone so she can give you from a professional standpoint, you know, how important this is in everybody's lives, not just the black community. We're talking about everybody's lives because, you know, everybody needs, you know, some type of medical care or tissue donation or transplant or something. It may not be you immediately, but it may be somebody in your family, somebody in your inner circle. So, you know, we're gonna touch that a little bit more. But now we're gonna go into what we were talking about yesterday is the Clipper situation. I'm looking at my board waiting for a couple of the brothers to get on, because we were talking about the new Clippers. You know, that speed liner. So I'm gonna see if I can get Kenny on this other line, get this brother on the phone. He works with the Andis company, and you know, I'm sorry out here for my Walls people, but I'm an Andis dude.
right. Hey, Chavez, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. How many brothers online, man? Then where they calling from?
Now, right now, it's just me and you. So it was a few people on the line that had dropped off. So, but hey, we'll start with you. What old school? That's what we're gonna call you. Old school. What kind of clippers you using right now? Because it sounded like you're cutting.
Yeah. I was working. I use those Masters and those Anas and the C outliners. So I use them all. And everything, I mean, you know, and just and that razor, so everything is banging, you know. Everything is good.
What's your favorite?
The Masters, the Andis. I'm an Andis man. I really like the Andis. I've been using them for years, and they ain't let me down yet. So I'm gonna stick to what's working. Yeah, man. Hey, a lot of customers digging that new poster too, man. While Younger Barbers did a couple of designs today, so. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work, because you know, you need to have stuff like that and keep stuff updated. So
yeah.
That way, cause, you know, that old wall poster that I got, you know, that can go. We got to change those styles. We got to change those styles.
Man, and see, that was my thought when I did it. Like, man, I'm looking at these, like, man, look at all of these raggedy haircuts, man. Look at all these old things, you know. How we expect these barbers to be better when we looking at raggedy haircuts all day?
Right, yeah. And then, you know, you think the styles change, too.
You said what?
I said the styles change, too, because, you know,
yeah.
Back in this poster was like 1990, man. We got, you know, we didn't advance since then. You went to the fro, to the taper afro, to, you know, the back to the Caesar. You know, you got all these different styles coming back. So.
Yeah, and that's what I did, man. I tried to tap into all of those different styles. Like, man, we got to have something. I got to put something out, man. So, you know, that was just God, man, because I just took all those pictures not knowing what I was doing, because a lot, actually, on the poster with the regular haircuts, man, some of them cuts were like 4 or 5 years old, man. I just had them pictures, and I just, you know, put them together.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Okay. Hold on, Al. Looks like we got another brother joining us. Brother Kenny, is this you, man?
That's me.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the line. My man, Brother Kenny Duncan, on the line. Kenny, before we start it off, man, tell the people who you are, what you do, how they can get hold to you, your whole clip education and book and everything. Yeah, but,
okay,
hey,
okay,
on.
Okay.
Kenny, hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
No
problem.
That, man, I got to say, y'all, you know, I've been doing the show thing, going to the brother show here for maybe about 4 or 5 years now. You know, when I met this brother, man, he just reached out his hand, and, you know, his hand has just been out ever since then. It's, you know, it's just been love the whole time. You know, whether he just walking around, whether he at his booth, whether he at Andis on the stage doing his thing, it's always Barber love, you know. Says, what's up? How you doing, Barber Zone? What's going on? So I just wanted to appreciate, you know, just give you some love and, you know, give you my appreciation for just showing the love from the very beginning, man. When I came out there to the show, I was just brand new, had never been to a show. You know, I was pulling my bag with my T-shirt and my Clippers on my hand, and, you know,
I remember that.
Your hands like, hey, you know, Barber love, you know. How you doing, brother? I'm like, man, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. you know. So thank you for the love, you know, from back then and continuing it, man. So let the people know what you're doing, Kenny, man.
No problem. Listen, my name is Kenny. I'm a professional. I'm from Philly. I've been in the barber game for a little over 12 years now, but I've also been an educator for the Andis Clipper Company for about 6 years now. And a lot of things have come out of this opportunity for me just to showcase my talents and actually learn from other brothers in the industry as well. There's one thing I'll share in my life. I believe that no matter how much you know, and I view myself as being a teacher, no matter how much you know as a teacher, you still always also have to remain a student. So I believe that I'm only going to be as successful as the potential that the people that's around me. So I try to show love to everybody because I believe it's something that you can learn and something you can grasp from everybody. And when you share that energy, you get that same energy back, man. Just like the opportunity to be on this show, just showcasing, you know, just showing some barber love. That in itself is definitely a blessing, you know. For anybody who wants to know anything about what I'm doing, if you can visit clippereducation.com, that's www.clipperedution.com. You can find out exactly what I do. You can see, you know, pictures from a few previous shows. You'll see Chavez in the pictures. You know, we definitely show some support, show some love to everybody who we come across, and he's definitely been a key part, a key reason why I am who I am today. You know.
Oh man, appreciate that, man. Hey, Hey Kenny,
what's his email address?
We actually got my man Al on the line, the brother I told you that came up with the barbershop cookbook. Hey,
oh, that's good.
So both of y'all on the line at the same time. So barber love to both of y'all. Hey, Al, I'm sorry, Kenny, give us your Facebook page. Give us your Facebook information also, because you know I know Al's on Facebook. I know he just asked for your email address. So give him your Facebook page too, so you know y'all two can link up without having to go to my page.
No problem. My MySpace is Kenny Duncan. I mean my Facebook is Kenny Duncan. Real simple, KennyDuncan. You can catch me on there. I'm on Twitter under ClipperEDU. Or you can also just Google Kenny Duncan. You can find all my contact information. And my email address is kduncan@clippereducation.com.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, got him down.
Okay. So that's, you know, so now, and I love this show, man, because, you know, having all these, like I told people when I go down to the Bronner Brothers show or whatever trade show I go to, being around positive, black, entrepreneurial, Christian-based men, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Because you know we always get such a bad stigma in you know the popular society and all of that, you know, whether unless we're an athlete or we grab at the mic or something. So, but just to be in a circle with brothers like that, man, that just, you know, bring joy to my heart, like, all day, every day. People be walking around like, man, why are you always smiling or something? Dude, when I open my eyes and I take that breath in the morning and realize that I'm still alive and I've been blessed with another day, I can't do nothing but smile. Anything else that happened during that day after I open my eyes and take that breath,
yes,
called life.
Yes, sir.
So that's called life. So you know you got to take your good and your bad and just smile and grin and bear it. We barbers, man.
Okay.
We touch people's lives in various ways.
Yeah. One thing I like. I mean to cut you off, sir. One thing I like, just to piggyback on what you're saying, is that when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, one of the things that it'll tell you that one of the duties that we have, or one of the burdens, duty or burden, however you want to label it, that we have in this life, it's to enjoy each moment, whether it's good or bad days that we experience. Understand that God has placed us in both, and while we're in it, just enjoy the moments that God has given us.
Exactly, because if it doesn't kill you, this is an example for you to learn from. If people look at it as negative or bad, no, this is an example for you to live through. Like in the Bible, people went through those for a reason. Those are our examples of what, when you don't follow what you're supposed to follow, this is what happened.
Yes, we believe that.
We got to take that and keep it moving and learn from it. You know, things happen in life for a reason. So,
right.
Period. So, you know,
Javan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me say something. You know, when you look at that, you have to look at, are they trials where God's trying to grow me, or are they circumstances, something that I did? And there's that, you know, that correction is, as God, you know, just like we correct our children, there's some punishment or something that's coming with that. So, you know, you have to look at, is that a circumstance or is that a trial? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Either way, there's something good to come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but you know,
because Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for the good for those that love the Lord. But here's
Amen.
The thing: He doesn't promise that things are always going to be good, but He promises
right.
that the end result will be good.
Exactly.
So the end result can be good through us experiencing bad things.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Man,
I do believe that.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's why I love being around y'all brothers, man.
definitely.
Hey, I got a roll, man. I got a couple clients coming in, so I'm a sign off. But it's good to hear brother Kenny Duncan on there. I'm gonna send him some info later on this afternoon on the barbershop cookbook, and then we can connect and you know do some things from there, man. I just checked out your website now, and it's off the hook, man. I like it. So
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for all the barber love, man.
Oh, no doubt. All right, fellas,
hey,
God
Al.
Bless, and yes.
Hey, Al, real quick. Hey, man, you're going to have to go and listen to the show before this one. I'm going to say one barber name, and I want to hear your reaction. What you know about a barber go by the name of D-Baby?
D-Baby.
Dale Wooden.
Oh, okay, Dale. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know Dale from down the street. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
Okay.
Is he working with you?
He was.
Okay. I understand, man. You know, hey, man, I'm just staying positive on everything I do.
Yeah, man. Hey, brother, you had to hear my last show, man. He hurt my heart, but, you know. No, bro. I know you got clients going on, but Jesus.
Yeah, but we got one thing when we see brothers that we sometimes have issues with, man. You know, all we can do is pray for them and try to continue to encourage them. And you know, sometimes you just gotta wash your hands of things. And I mean, I've had many of barbers that come through. Some of them go through and get their own shots, and some of them don't make it. But you know, I try to leave on a good note. And some
man.
People can cross the bridge and come back, and there's some people that can't cross the bridge and come back. So, you know.
That's it.
All right.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
God bless. God bless y'all, man.
God bless
no problem,
you, man. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. All right, Brother Kenny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, oh, man, we had somebody else on the line, but they hung up. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can talk about them talking about them Clippers, man, that we got going on. The new
Andy Stupolano? Has anybody had the experience of letting their hands be graced by the new Andy Stupolano? That's one of my favorite tools as of right now. And the reason why I say as of right now, because one of the things that I love about the company, and it makes it good when you can actually, you know, promote something that you actually believe in. Like, because the things that I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this as a salesman. I'm saying this as a person that's experienced it and believe what I'm saying. I believe that compared to any other trimmer that even Andis has made themselves, I believe the Super Liner is the best liner that we have, period. I mean, between the rotary motor, the opportunity to have a detachable blade.
Even better than the old school gray boy that we've been using forever.
I don't use those anymore. I'm just being honest. I use them. Only time I use them is when I have to for a show. When you come into my shop right now, you will see the Andis Superliners on my station, and you will see two different blade sets along with it. Because the Clipper has a detachable blade set. I have one adjusted sharp for my front lining, and then I have one straight out the box that I didn't do anything to, and I use that for all-around kids, all-around ladies, and for men's necklines.
Okay.
The rotary motor doesn't get hot. It has a rubber grip in the front that's good for hairstylists, so it won't slip out of your hand. Sometimes you may have product on your hand, or as barber, sometimes you may be sweating. Some of us perspire faster than others, and it has a rubber grip on it, so it'll help it not slip out of your hand. So it's light enough for a stylist, but it's strong enough for the hardcore barber. I mean, what more can you ask?
Man. I got to get it.
Like, listen, I'm trying
to get something at the show, man, but by the time I got over there, it was gone.
Let me tell you something. We brought in over 400 of those tools to the show, and by the second day of a three-day show, we were sold out.
Man, I know, because, you know, I get there, you know, I got the booth. When I first come in, I got to come, show love to everybody. Okay, I look like, oh, they got the Super Donna. Okay, ooh, I'll come back. Came back over there like, ooh, where's the line? Are gone. Yo, hey, y'all that's listening, that listen to the show again. Yo, I told y'all last show from an exhibitor, from a retail perspective, was unlike any other show. So y'all y'all just heard from my brother that works directly with Andis, that they sold out of them Clippers in the middle of Sunday. Now, this is a three-day show. Usually, there's still stuff there Monday evening. Y'all done heard from them. Y'all heard from Black Ice. Y'all done heard from other people that the show that they sold out of their products. So y'all got to look. The awareness in the barber game is really stepping up. It's not,
definitely,
you know, it's not going to be the old thing like it used to. You know, like you heard Brother Kenny say, he ain't even got no great voice. He ain't even got no great voice. Them was classic. You don't even
One of the things I like to say for anybody listening, when it comes to ongoing education, I highly suggest it. I'm not going to only tell you just to visit the Andes booth. Visit the Black Ice booth. You know, visit the Beijing booth. Visit Barber Zone. There's a lot of things going on in the barber industry. You know, we're evolving. We're becoming better. New technology, new techniques, new styles. There's a lot of things that's going on. We have to be aware of these things because we don't want to get left in the dust. There's a lot of individuals, key players, that are very influential in making change and being trendsetters in the industry. And we have to be aware of these things. You know, we're bumping heads of these shows with the barbers and stylists that style the stars. And we get a chance to know, you know, what movies are going to be coming out before you even see them. You know, did y'all know that here, what's the name of Chris Rock's movie?
Good Hair.
Good Hair. Your hair was videotaped. They have live footage from Bryner Brothers show, the show that we're talking about, from three years ago.
Kid,
and y'all just seeing it now.
Hey, kid, when I saw Good Hair, when they did some of them big pans of the show, I had to put it on slow motion because I'm like, man, let me see if he got our booth in that shot.
Well, here's the thing. I was actually part of the taping, but because the focus of that movie was on hairstyling, they cut the footage out. Because during that year, I was working with Major League Barbers, and we're inside the Major League Barber class. They came in with the video cameras, videotape, and everything that was going on. And if you want proof of what I'm saying, go to my website, click on photos, and go to 2007 Bryner Brothers. You will see pictures of video cameras. And those video cameras that you see were owned and operated by Chris Rock's crew. They told us then that they was taping for a movie. We didn't know when it was coming out. And these are things that anybody that was there could have been a part of. Anybody was there.
Yeah, hey man.
So there's a lot of opportunities, man.
Yeah, the awareness is bananas. The awareness in the barber game is bananas because we touch every aspect. Every part of life, y'all. For some reason, I couldn't get that out.
we understood what you were trying to say.
Man, we touch every part of life. And the media, the visuals that's in it right now, these movies and these videos, who you think do all them people's hair? Like right now, like he just said, dude, we hang out with the barbers of the stars. My man Curtis Smith, of Exotic Products, big up to the Exotic Products with the sweet Jamila, and you know the good old shave therapy. He's Diddy's barber. Yep. He's Maxwell's barber. He's Nas's barber. So these are people, you know. Then you got your boy Pierce. He out there. Will Smith and all them cat barbers. You got your man Johnny Cage. He Jay-Z barber. Got my man Shalik. He cutting the New Jersey Nets and the Dallas Mavericks. You know, you got Kenny in his area. I'm sure he got the clientele jumping off too. You know, so these cats is barbers.
Hey, keep in mind in Philadelphia where I'm from. There's a lot of impact when it comes to the music industry from Larry Gold's studio. And whenever they come through Larry Gold's studio, I'm one of the ones that get an opportunity to service these individuals. I mean, most recently I've been added Mario to the clientele list. Now, he's there in Philly working on the album. Quiet is kept. Everybody don't know this yet. But soon you're going to hear the single out, and you'll know. Now, when you see some pictures, you know who services.
Y'all know. It's MrClipperEducation.com, Mr. Kenny Duncan. You know, we touching people, man. We touching the world, man. That's why this show, I'm going global, man. I'm going to get some people from wherever, from over the water to get on this show, man, because I'm trying to have this touch everybody. Because that's what we do. The barbershop and the beauty shop, we touch everybody.
Definitely so. Yeah. I encourage more people to tune in and listen to this show. But if they don't get an opportunity now, encourage your friends to listen to it. They can subscribe to it through podcast. If you have iTunes, go to the website, click on the iTunes button, and that's it. You can be updated on all the past shows. You can re-listen to this show that we're airing right now. And I encourage you to encourage your friends to let them know about what's going on. And the reason why is because you want to have people, you know, connected with the resources that are going to help and inspire them and motivate them, you know, to launch their careers, whether it be clipper cutting or whatever it may be, whatever your craft may be. You know, put people around you that's going to inspire you and push you and encourage you to aim to go higher, you know?
Exactly. Hey, and like we say, we spreading this barber love, man. Oh, hey, hold on. I forgot. See, I be so busy focusing on y'all, man. I just forgot a couple things, Kenny.
Oh, man.
If you're near your computer right now, go to barberzoneclothing.com. Get your barber love apparel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Barber love apparel. I came out, I did the brand new design. I'm going to come out with a couple ones, and it just simply says Barber Love with a barber pole in the middle. I got another one that's got Barber Love three times. Barber Love, Barber Love, Barber Love. Red, white, and blue.
We need that.
Spread it.
The industry needs that.
You can get whatever. You can get from a ball cap. It's barbecue season in a minute. You can get your apron. You can get T-shirts, you can get shorts, you can get boxers, buttons, coasters, calendars, whatever you want, cuffs. You even get your mini little, you got your mini little flip thing, the little flip camera thing. You can get that with Barber Love on it.
Wow.
And you know that's not my only design, but that's the brand new one. From yesterday, you know. So
now I gotta go to the website and show some barber love.
Check that out, man. Hey, and for my ladies, I even got the booty shorts on there. You get your little booty, your little box of booty shorts. Say barber love. Even got the thongs and the little camisole joints. So ladies, get the little barber love thing for your man. Show up with your barber love for your man at night. Spread it.
That's what, you know, I'm going to order it for my wife right now.
Spread it. Hey, hold on, Kenny. We got somebody else checking on the line, man. We're going to see what this is.
All
right, coming from the 843, who we got on the line?
Yours truly, Wall Street, Roderick Samuel, and his educator, Profile Barber Institute. What's cracking?
Oh, Barber Love
Wall Street.
And welcome to the Barber's Own Radio Show, Mr. Wall Street.
Hey, Kenny, the professional gave me that name, so we're gonna keep it Wall Street. You know, every time that I do a show, everybody like, wow, you cut hair in a suit. You're going to get hair all over your suit. And I'm like, hey, it's business. It's not personal. You know what I'm saying? I just got to keep
there
it Wall.
Man, and y'all know what? That's the guy, honest truth. But you know what? I got that brother to come up out his suit jacket. Check out the Facebook page. He got on the fresh Barber Love shirt on with the Clippers,
yeah.
And that the Master Barber shirt. He came up out the suit jacket for a minute.
That's too long.
The Barber Love. I'm like, that's big ups right there, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's like Clark Kent, you know what I'm saying? You never catch me too much without my suit jacket on, but I had to show that Barber Love, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Hold on. Is this what we got on the line here? We might have a little crazy little guest on here, man. Coming on the line real quick with all of us. Hold on 1 second, brothers. I'm on the I might have a good one jump on the line. One of the, we gonna call him Buster Douglas of the Barber Battle.
Oh. Wow.
Y'all know who that was, right?
Yes, sir. He can actually see pictures of himself on the website.
On my other line, man. Call into the show like right now. Yeah. It's Chavez, man. Chavez. Is this DL? All right, big guy. Man, this guy just called me from somebody else's phone. I called back, and he ain't there.
That's how it is sometimes, man.
Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. You know, I thought I had Mr. Diaz on the line. Let me see. I might have got it wrong.
No problem. So what's the interesting topic for the day?
Oh, okay. We were talking about, you know, fish, organ, and tissue donations, but... You know, we talking. Hold on, he on the line, right? Hold on, 1 second. Welcome to the Barber's Own Radio Show. Who we got on the line with us? Hello, Mr. Nashville. Jeff hung up. Hold on. We was talking about tissue donation and, you know, health issues in our community and how we need to. In the barbershop, we need to be the catalyst on getting that information out. Cause it's a sister that came through my man's shop today, and we had a meeting about that. So
That's good. One thing I've heard, all barbers listening, is to be involved in the communities more. Step forth, get involved with community initiatives.
Hey, hold on, Kenny, 1 second. DL, we got you on the line, big guy.
What's going on, Javier?
Hey, welcome to the Barber's Own Radio Show. Hey, fellas, we got the one and only, you know, I got to get his shout out real quick. Hey, Kenny and Roger, I don't know if y'all was y'all at the Barber Battle?
I had one of my partners there taking pictures.
Hey, man, first of all, we got this dude on the line, man, Mr. David E.L. Lee. This dude, if y'all didn't see that Barber Battle, call this dude. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. So I'm calling this dude the Buster Douglas of the Barber Battle. Y'all know how my man represented and did Mike Tyson. This dude,
wow.
DL, this dude, B, I got to give it to you, bro. You interrupted the show. You coming in. You changing the whole topic up for a hot minute. I got to give you your love, man. Because I didn't already talk to you. But this dude came out and shocked the world. He shocked the world. He was the first dude to come out on the stage. Well, the other kid from Lady Big Barber, we didn't really know he was part of the competition. I don't know how they added that, but DL was the first competitor. This dude came out and shocked the world. When I say the crowd did not sit down the whole time he was on the stage, they didn't sit down the whole time. And if you don't believe me, I got the video to prove it. This dude came out. First of all, y'all that's on the show, check out my pictures on the Facebook. It's a little white dude in the middle.
No problem. Listen, I can personally attest for him. I've been watching him grow up in the industry.
Oh, my God. Hey.
I remember years ago. Listen, I have pictures of him on my website as well because I've been knowing him for a while.
Yeah.
I remember years ago when we first met, when he was competing in the Andes Barber Competition.
Right, right.
I got pictures of that from a while back, too. You should Chavez, you were in there, too.
Doing the Birdman.
Yep, you were in there, too. But I've been showing love for a minute with these guys. I remember it, and I was very impressed with the work he did, too. And just so you know, I have pictures from the barber battle on my website as well, on clippereducation.com. You guys can check it out. You can see yourself, tag yourself on Facebook or whatever you want to do.
Hey, man, but this dude, DL, I know I ain't even gave you a chance to talk yet, but, dude, you did, y'all. I talked to DL. He said, I was telling him something. He said, but I don't even remember. He said, I was just in my mold. And DL, I'm going to tell you what you was in. You might not have known what you was in. You was in the barber zone, dude. That's why I came up with this name. When you at your top level of performance and don't nothing matter but that hair and what you got going on, that's the barber zone. What you was in on that stage is the epitome of the barber zone. Because this dude, he had Merlin the Magician. He came out talking about, I'm the Barber King. He gave you definition of what the Barber King was from the beginning. So you knew what to expect. Then he came and he was fighting with Merlin the Magician, Elvis, Martin Luther King Jr. But then the dude topped it off, brought Michael Jackson back to life.
Wow.
Not the Michael Jackson, the light-skinned Michael Jackson that we, the Thriller with the jacket, Michael Jackson, out the casket, and did his thing.
The one we grew
thriller
up with.
Video, wait a minute. With the Thriller video, were step for step. His people were step for step, and he was doing his thing. He even came out and got his little Michael Jackson on a minute. So, DL, I got to tell you, man, was to me, man. Just the whole, because nobody expected DL to come out crazy like that. Everybody's thinking, you know, it's Doug against G-Wiz, it's Doug against G-Wiz. Oh, the old champ against the new champ. You know, they're not even thinking about, excuse me, Joe or what DL did. So when DL came out like that, he shocked the world. Get the people what you got, man, because, dude, it's crazy.
First of all, I'd like to say it's a pleasure to be on the Barber Zone, man. It's a pleasure. Been real busy since we got home, just trying to put everything back in perspective, just trying to see where we can move forward from here, you know what I mean? Kenny, hey, I'd like to say what's up to your boss. As you know, I've studied the game. You know what I mean? I've been around. I've seen it. I've been the first time I was in a competition, I didn't know what I was doing, but I got in it just for the experience and to get the stage fight part of competition over with. You know what I mean? And like I said, man, I just been studying it, and I knew what I was up against, and I was like, man, you know, just for general purposes, man, if I'm going to do it, I got to do it right. I ain't, you know, this competition like that right there can make you break you. You know what I mean? And I wasn't fixing to go out like no chump. You know, I just, I just had to go in and give it our best shot. Hey, just real quick, I'd like to say a special thank you to Bronner Brothers. You know, Bronner Brothers had made that competition very worthwhile for me as well as my city. We have won the Nashville Hair Classic, the home of the Music City Hair Battle. It more than likely will take place in October. We've got a couple proposed dates. We'll keep everybody aware of it, but it's gonna be an exciting thing, you know. But the barber battle was something else, man.
Hey man, you did your thing, bro. You did your thing. And for your, those of y'all that have never been to a barber battle or a competition like that, like I told y'all before the show, it's going to be bananas. Only person I didn't have on the show, because I did the barber battle show, but through a little technical difficulties, couldn't get DL on the show. Everybody else on there, but so thank you for finally coming on. But y'all, that show was bananas, and it just shows you the growth in individuals. I was in the barber competition with DL maybe about 4 years now, and DL at the show, me and Big Rob Presswood looked at each other like, man. That's the same dude we was in the barber competition with. Now look at him on the stage. So you just don't know how you being on that stage like that touched so many other barbers. Like, damn, I was just in the Andes competition, and with that dude a few years ago, and now he's in the Bronner Brothers barber battle. Come on, man, if he can do it, I can do it. So you don't know how many other people you'd have motivated and touched just for what you did and for what, your performance. Because, dude, I'm telling you, you shocked the world. Everybody was walking out the building like, man, I don't know how he didn't win. I don't know how he didn't win.
Yeah, that was what I heard as well.
And then the people that had been around the show, they was throwing that exception in that, Doug's been around and, other factors, woo-woo-woo, I'm not going to put them out there, but, other reasons. But DL, everything was DL. This thing, oh, my God. Man, I didn't know. Oh, my, he's from Nashville? Oh, man, I'm about to check it. Man, it was just, you was the buzz, bro. You was just the whole buzz. Like, wow. So,
man, I got to say, Doug Tompkins and G-Wiz and Joel, everybody came to the table, man. Doug walked away with the show. Doug had a hot show. I ain't gonna lie, G-Wiz did his thing, and so did Joel. It was a pleasure to be on stage with everybody, man.
Everybody did their thing. It was bananas. Like, for real? It's like this. Y'all really barbers? This ain't no thing. This ain't no Hollywood production. Cause for y'all that have never been anything like this, these brothers put on productions. It's not just the old fashioned walk down the runway, walk down the T runway, stop, do your pose, turn around, grin, and walk away. Nah, these dudes put on serious productions. So, man, big up to you and your imagination and everything. To the winner, Doug Tompkins, to my man Joe Lina and the G-Wiz. Man, y'all boys did y'all thing. And if y'all get a chance, y'all check out everybody's Facebook pages and videos, because it's on there. Y'all can get a little clip of what happened, but what went on in that room that night was bananas. So,
yeah, I know it was.
Yeah, hey, but back to the other topic that the other day is, what kind of clippers do you use? Because we were talking about the new Super Liners coming out with the Andes game, but, I know we still got Brother Roderick on the line on the day.
Yeah.
What clippers do you use?
I actually use a wide variety of everything, man. I got a pair of Andes Select Cuts that I use all the time, man. Very lightweight, ceramic blade, you know. I mean, I've been cutting with it for years, man, but I stick with that. Of course, the traditional Andes Master. And I've actually been cutting a lot with the new Andes Superliner. I'm on the Superliner and also the Sonic Plus Clipper that just came out, man. High-powered, wet and dry hair. I mean, it's top choice for you know, for every barber in the game right now. Go Andes or go home. You already know.
Andes or go home, baby. Y'all heard that. Okay,
hey.
Hey, GM, what you using, man? What you using on the daily,
bro? Man, you know, I like the cordless, man. I'm the BGRC, man. That's me.
About?
I like. And also the outliners, man. I'm kind of old school. I mean, the only other thing that I got in my arsenal. I mean, Ken. I know you're Andes, man, and I like Andes to the fullest. But I do have a Walls detailer.
I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm really not. The reason why I'm not going to hold it against you because you just haven't been exposed to some newer and more improved technology just yet. So I understand. I'm not even going to hold it against you. And I'm not going to say you made a bad choice. I'm not going to say you made a bad choice. But if you ever want to, you know, upgrade to a tool that we know is made in the United States, made by people that look like me and you, so we can back it up with quality, and also consider a career purchase, it's an investment, then we're going to go to Andes Superliner. And I understand you just didn't know this yet because you were so busy and so consumed with the barber battle. So we're going to give you a pass.
Absolutely.
For
that's the truth.
Hey,
that's
I feel you. Hey, DL, I'm like that too, bro. Because I ain't going to front. I'm a BGR 5 dude. You know, I got my traditional masters, got my fat blades, you know, I got my old traditional great boys.
Right,
know,
right.
And I got me a pair of details. But that's the only pair of walls that I got in my arsenal. But
I'm not mad at that.
Chavez, you know, it's all right. You know, hey, barber loves you. I completely understand.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Like me and Kenny discussed earlier, it's because I went over to the Andes booth and the Superliners was already sold out.
Yeah. To be honest with you, man, I ain't even heard of the Superliners yet. I'm like, all right, I gotta go check them out. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going on the internet and checking them out. You know, nonetheless, are they for sale in the Sally's in the supply stores?
Not in Sally's just yet, but they will be soon. But if you want them right now, you can go to Andes.com and order, or you can go to Atlanta Beauty and Barber Supply.com. You can order from there as well.
Or,
okay.
Hey, DL, check this out. Or y'all can send us some.
I wish I had the authority to do so, man. I'm just a high-paid employee, man. I don't make any decisions.
Hey, I don't make those type of executive decisions.
Listen, if I had the authority to, man, I would all the individuals in the industry that's willing to be trendsetters like yourselves, I mean, I will be more than likely and more than happy to send you guys these things so that y'all can be spokespersons as well, because people are following you. You are the trendsetters. You're the one that set the bar of what it calls to be a true barber stylist.
Right.
That's what you want.
Yeah, I need some of those. I got to get some of those like ASAP because we was on the BlackBerry Messenger left today and catching like, yeah, I got these and I got three blades to go to them. And then I'm like, huh?
Oh, it's real. Huh? You know,
I'm like, yeah, I need a pair of those, man. And
you know what?
Y'all heard Kenny say earlier, he got two blades. One for the kids, the women, and the neckline, and then the other four is extra crispy.
Well,
so
see,
I know if you got two, I'm going to have three because I got three pair of edges.
Well, see, that's
so,
the good
no
thing
problem.
About the Andes Superliner is because, you know, we got the detachable blade system on there as well. You know, so it doesn't just, you know, you don't have to continue to keep switching off clippers. You know what I mean? The other thing, and then, you know, of course, you know, Kenny's the handiest man, and I am too, is the new housing for it. It's very ergonomic, meaning that it fits in your hand very, very well. You know, a lot of people always had a problem with Andis clippers in the heat. Well, the new design, and of course, you know, that one and only Andis technology, it actually keeps all the heat inside of the housing. You won't get that heat coming off in your hands where your palms get sweaty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's like for DL, you know, you're on the stage, you got the lights, you got the heat, you got all this stuff going on, you got a little bit of adrenaline flowing, you're nervous, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about slippage, you know. And, you know, right now, the way that we brought our technology up from years past up until 2010, and this is not an option anymore. It's a must.
Okay, there it is. Well, Anderson, go home. Yeah.
Roderick Samuels approves this message.
Yes, sir. Hey, and you know, I like that because that's the reason I had the detailers because they were so, you could just flip them boys. Wham, wham. I mean, they were so rounded and like you say, in your hand so right, but and they didn't get hot. Because I like the power of them M3s. I still got my M3s. But
these are stronger than the M3s. The power in the Superliner.
They get so hot so fast. Like,
listen, the power of the Superliner is stronger than the M3s.
Oh, bananas. Ooh. Hey, did y'all hear that? Because I know a lot of people got them M3s. Man.
Yeah. They're the same size? They're smaller than the M3s?
The smaller, lighter, and cooler.
What are they, like the size of the detailer, right?
They're about the same size. But one of the things that we have is that we also have a rubber grip on the front that helps you not slip out of your hand as well.
Right.
I mean, hands down, I would tell you this. Compared to any other liner out on the market, including the other Andis trimmers, it is hands down my favorite trimmer. I eliminated all the different trimmers on my station. All I have now is a few different blade sets, and I'm good to go.
I second that.
I don't have to worry about the blade. I don't have to worry about the blade heat. I can cut all day with one trimmer, switching out the blades, and I'm good to go.
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, we actually use those Superliners on stage at the Bronner Show, and you talking about from 10 o'clock a.m. up until 6 o'clock p.m., those clippers ran steadily all day long from one hand to the next. No heat, no burn, no. I got to cut it. You know, I got to spray it down with Cool Care. None of that stuff.
I ain't gonna need it. I ain't gonna need to spray my Cool Care, Emma.
You want
to use it? We call Cool Care Clipper Insurance for a reason. It ensures that your blades operate at peak performance at all times for a reason. It's not just so the blades can move good, but it's so you're not transmitting any diseases. To form one client to the next as well. So you want to make sure you still use it, but it's not necessary
to
keep the blades moving.
I'm talking about for the heat, for that heat factor. I'm not going to have to use that
for the heat factor, no.
Okay, beautiful thing. And y'all hear it here on the show. Y'all hear it straight from the brothers that use the clippers all day, every day. You just heard Roger tell you that at the end of stage, they're cutting all day from 10 to 6. He's cutting, Kenny's cutting, you got other brothers, you got Tom McGill, and this also gives you an opportunity to get on there and cut yourself sometimes. So, and they let you use the clippers, so you know, it's your trial for the clippers. And they
you know what, Chavez?
All day.
You know what, Chavez? And that's the reason why we like to kind of give other barbers and stylists an opportunity because ultimately they think that we're on stage to sell them. You understand what I'm saying? But when we're able to get another guest artist, barber to come up on stage to use it, it's not a gimmick. You understand what I'm saying? We want to put it in their hands and say, listen, you know what? We're not trying to sell you anything. You know, but what we do want you to realize and know that, you know, Andis has, you know, some of the best products, if not the best product on the market right now. And also, you know, you get to see other people up there using that same clipper that we've been running all day for 3 days straight. No backing up, no heat, nothing.
And one thing I would like to say, and I want to clarify this because I like to say that I'm one of the barbers type of guy. I'm not just an individual who works for a company that is only going to say, I like Andy's tools, and I haven't been brainwashed. And I would like to show some love to the other companies that are out there, because I started out as my barbering game using other products. I started out, you know, I started out with that burgundy one. Yeah, I know the burgundy one I'm talking about. Big switch on the bottom. Got big fan inside just to keep the motor cool and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Just like I would share with any other barber, somebody put me onto a product that had less maintenance and less to worry about, but yet still lasted long because they were made and manufactured with quality. Like, when you think about the product that you're putting out there, and you put time and effort into improving your products every year because your products are made here in America, that's going to have you stand above the rest. That's honestly the truth. That right there is what I said. Like, so when I'm on stage telling somebody that I suggest them to purchase these tools, I'm telling you this because I love you. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to get a check. I'm saying for you, if you don't want to be frustrated with turning your clippers to the side 9 o'clock at night with a beauty supply store is closed and you don't have replacement lead brushes, so then you got to turn it to the other side and finish the cut with the clipper sideways. If you don't want to do that, you want the BGRC. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Y'all laughing because y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all been there.
Oh, I feel
y'all it. Been there. Y'all been there before.
And
if you're the type of person that has 4 or 5 trimmers on your station because you say, sometimes my trimmers don't work right, the Superliner is for you. Because if that blade don't work right, switch it out with another blade, and you only got one tool on your station. You don't have to worry about all the snakes, cords. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Flutter.
Look like spider webs. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got to worry about that because y'all don't have a whole bunch of trimmers on your station.
Got to go out and buy a particular cord or something.
Yeah, that's called thinking about the public. That's thinking about the consumer.
Man.
I mean, we're not about the dollar. We're about making you happy. So we do these things because we love you.
I'm going to tell you one.
I got to get some. Hey, Bobby J. I'm talking to my man here. We got to get the Anders, the Superliner. I'm talking to my barber here now. We got to get some of them because he was like, man, I got to get some detailers. After this call, we got to get some Superliner.
Listen, I will tell you to you personally, Savannah, I can't. My pocket's not deep enough to make this statement to everybody, but to you personally, if you buy those tools for you, how many people in your shop? How many?
It's just three of us.
Three of us. If you buy that tool for yourself and for your two partners, if you don't like it, I'll let you keep them and I'll pay for them. That's how much I stand behind that tool.
Okay, that's what's up.
Oh, that's good
money.
I can't do that for everybody listening. But I'm going to put that person's channels out there. And I expect you.
Hey, y'all, that's just for the host of the show. That's just for the host. That's not for all y'all. So don't y'all be hitting him on Facebook. Talk about, man, is that for me too? No. If your name ain't the man, you're not with the barbers on, and you don't got the barbers on show, it ain't for you.
I would tell you this. I want you to come on the next show and – I want you to dedicate the show to talking about your experience using that tool.
Hey, it might not be next week. I got a topic for next week, but hey,
no problem,
I'll do that. I will do that for sure because I gotta get there, man.
I want you to use it for a month before you actually say your experience. A week's time not gonna be good enough.
Oh no! Nah, see with me, I know it's like this. I know a good product when I see a good product. Like you said, I had the maroon ones, you know, with the switch on the bottom. But when I got my BGRs, it was over. It was a wrap.
It wasn't no more going to the beauty supply store. And y'all know what I'm talking about, because y'all been there before. You turn it to the right, it stopped moving. But as soon as you turn it to the left, it start moving again. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hey, what? Because your brush on the right side was messed up. You had to go get new brushes.
Okay.
You know it.
Okay.
I mean, hands down, the BGRC, man, I mean, it's hard to beat them. I mean, I've man, I swear by them. I mean, I'm a Christian, but you know, I ain't supposed to swear. But man, I'm telling you, that's really a tremendous clipper. And if anybody doesn't have them or they never got the chance to experience them, man, you got to at least try them because they're so strong. I've never, I mean, I have on a 35 person day. You know what I mean? When I done ran through 30 heads or 35 heads, yeah, they may get weak, but normally, as soon as you set them down, they charge right back. They have a mechanism to where they won't overcharge, you know. So they're strong.
Oh, you had the VGR Plus with the battery pack.
Yeah, I got the battery pack.
Okay, you had the VGR Plus with the battery pack. Listen, I want to inform you of something. Purchase an additional battery. You could charge the battery without the unit itself being on the charger.
Absolutely.
So whenever you experience that, you can actually interchange out with the battery itself, or you can have an optional core pack. You can use it with the core pack, and you're good to go there.
I mean, they're cordless. Yes, sir.
No, DL. I know you on the cordless game, but have you tried the BGR 5 with the 5-speed button on them?
BGR V. V means variable speed.
Yeah, V5 with the Roman numerals. See, you must not have been watching Tom Jordan this morning when they were talking about using Roman numerals and things.
Yeah, it's double duty. It has double definitions
for
it.
DL, I know you like that cordless joint, but get that cord, that 5-speed cord for that BGR V. You said the variable speed, dude, it's incredible. 5 speeds on your BGRs, man. You got the cord, but you got
keep
five
in mind,
speeds.
The highest speed setting is the fastest detachable blade clipper on the market.
Man. Woo!
Here's the thing I want to share with y'all. It's interesting to say, the Andes company is the only company that has multiple different onlys. We're the only company with a 2 3/4 blade. That's the blade in between the two and the 3.5.
Uh-huh.
We're the only company with a detachable blade trimmer with a rotary motor. We're the only company with tools that are made in the USA. Like, do you see the pattern that's forming there? We're not trying to sell you something. We're just trying to educate you on the opportunity for you to take advantage for career tools. Career tools, setting the bar. You know, just like you guys are setting the bar for the techniques, the Andes company is setting the bar for the companies. You know?
Man.
Setting the bar.
I'm going to have to check it out. But what? Cordless, I'm back to the cordless, but what cordless trimmer would you recommend?
Power Trim Plus has a rotary motor, it's core and cordless, and it takes the detachable blades just like the Superliner.
Wow.
It's the next best trimmer to the Superliner. It's a rotary motor, it's very strong, allows you to cut wet hair and dry hair.
Trim Plus.
And it comes with a clipper blade where you can do clipper over comb with the trimmer as well. So if you want maximum versatility and ability to be able to service anybody, whether straight hair, thick hair, thin hair, doesn't matter, you're going to be able to do it with those two tools.
Man.
Definitely check it out. I like the cordless because, you know, when you're kids, you know, sometimes kids are moving, you get the cords all wrapped around. You got to hold the cord with one hand. You got to, you know, the cords get tangled up on the station and all that type of stuff. But you know, for the most part, Andes puts out a great, great, great product. I mean, you can't deny Andes. You got to do it.
The main thing I would tell you, and this is what I personally put my name behind. Kenny doesn't approve this message. Whenever you buy Andes product, you look at the box. And you see that little American flag that's on that box?
Made in the
US. Those are the products. Those are the products that I put my name behind. Now, there are other products, I will tell you, that are not made here in America that Andes does put their name behind. But those are the products where you'll see the price may not be as much as the other tools. And the reason why we did that is because we want to make sure that we cover everybody. We don't want to always just be the most have the most expensive tools on the market. We want to make sure that we're understanding the people and what they're able to do. And some people may not have, you know, $60 to put out for a trimmer. But if you want, you can pay $27, $28 for a trimmer. But me personally, for the professional, I'm going to tell you, any Andis product with the little flag representing made in the United States, those are the tools that I stand behind and I will put guarantees behind.
Y'all done heard it. Y'all done heard it from the mouth of an Andis employee, a brother that get a check from Andis. Y'all heard it.
We got
two Andis people on here, and we got my man, Mr. DL, Mr. Buckler, Buster Douglas of the Barber Gang. Y'all hear what he used? Y'all hear what I'm using? Y'all, it's just like Sunday morning after the man bring that good word, and he says the doors of the church are open. He says, what'd he say? It's yours to accept. And it's yours to reject. Hey, your choice. Go to Sally's and pick up what you want. But hey, brother like me, I got a drawer full of Andis. Hey, I got a drawer full of Andis with one pair of walls. But after
I'm not mad at that. One thing I like to say for every other company, those companies may be in the house. Y'all may be representing those companies. They may be in the house. But Andis is in the shop.
Bingo.
Y'all get that. Y'all get that.
But they don't get it.
Hey, Kenny, they'll probably catch that next week.
They'll probably catch it next week. They may be in the house.
But we're in the shop.
We in the shop.
We talking about Andis Clippers today. My man said, Andis Clippers?
Chavez, I'm going to tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story where Kenny gets this from. There was a post on Facebook from another Clipper company, and it says, Blase blah, blah, blah is in the house. There was a response back from that post and said, yes, your Clippers may be in the house, but Andis is in the shops. Touche. Touche.
Oh my God.
Listen, all jokes aside, I want to put this disclaimer out there. There are individuals that work for other companies that I'm very good friends with, and I would say there's no offense. This is no offense to you as being talented individuals using other tools, because I believe that you are talented individuals can do a lot of great things with these tools made by other companies. But the only thing that we're saying is that if you want more effective, more efficient, more reliable, you know, and more longer-lasting tools, you know where you want to go.
Is there a reason why Tiger Woods uses Nike clubs instead of TaylorMade?
Damn.
This is, you know, a hypothetical question.
Hey, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's all barber love.
It's all barber love.
It's all education. It's all to promote the barber game and help the awareness of barbers and, you know, and the community. So we know that the other Clipper companies put out a great product. But just like with everything else. I know definitely you're not smashing or whatever, but you got
no.
You got to promote the thing.
So
it's number barber love, jokes. It's all about, you know, getting the best product out.
Exactly.
We having fun with the Andis game, and you know we haven't said any other Clipper names or whatever, but you know, hey,
you have that information disclosed.
It's all love, because you know I've had the other companies on the line, and I'm gonna have them on the show, and when they get on, they're going to say their clipper is the best. So, as
what's they supposed to?
You're supposed to say your joint is the best, you know? But,
yeah, but,
you know,
well, only thing is,
this
is why I give credit.
This
is why I give credit. Listen, this is why I give credit to those very talented individuals. Because I believe a good barber, for real, he can pick up any tool and work good with them. I mean, I've done some great things with some crazy looking tools.
Yeah.
I've done some great things with crazy looking tools. So at the end of the day, a good barber can use anything.
Any tool.
So I can make anything look good and sell it. But the only thing I'm arguing is that, you know, it's like. Ain't this products like pit bulls? They don't stop.
It's like the auto business made in America. You see how it's been made in America for years? We've been getting it in right. But we start buying them Toyotas, now they're killing people, and they got all type of malfunctions that they've been hiding for 10, 20 years.
Man.
Made in America.
Man. That's all I would say. Well, listen, fellas, I got to go. I got some other things to tend to, but it was a pleasure checking into the Barber Zone Radio. Chavez, much love.
Rod,
much love.
You know,
BL, much love. And you guys continue to inspire me, man, because this is the type of atmosphere that I love to be a part of, because it allows me to be who I am. Because I will tell you guys, the higher that you aim, the less competition that you'll have. And I'm not trying to be in competition with you guys. I'm just trying to share some barber love. So I can continue to be inspired and do great things, man. So it's because of you that makes me who I am.
Hey, Kenny,
Kenny,
I need to ask.
Kenny.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Kenny, I need an application.
You need an application? Listen, do me a favor. Shoot me an email, kduncan@clippereducation.com.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. Look forward to today sometime.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Peace to you, man.
Appreciate you guys. And Barber love to you.
All right.
All right, Kenny.
Hey,
yes,
Patrick.
Yeah.
Tell Tony, I said, what's up?
Right.
What's up?
Hey, we got the, I forgot. I just got with my travel agent, y'all. We're doing a cruise. Not no working, brother, bring your tool type of cruise. Nah, we doing a cruise to the Bahamas. 3 days, sponsored by the Barber Zone. It's called the Clippers, Shears, and Polish Cruise. Clippers, Shears, and Polish. So that means it's for the barbers, the stylists, the manicurists, the estheticians. If you in this beauty business, come get on the boat, man. Let's have some fun. You don't bring no clippers, don't bring no pamphlets. Bring some business cards. You can bring business cards. Mr. Wall Street, no suits. Straight just shorts and flip flops and t-shirts. You know, that's the attire. You know, bikinis and all of that. That's the attire. We going to relax. We going to the Bahamas on October 22nd. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 22nd, 2010. I hope you ain't got nothing on your calendar, man.
Not right now. But
let that be on your calendar, because I already got that together, putting that on the website here in the next 48 hours, so we can get it all booked up. See, you know, let's go out here and have some fun on the cruise. So that's one thing. But you know, we got the Barber International thing coming up, y'all.
May
1st, 2nd, and 3rd, but y'all got to come in a day early for the bowling joint for my birthday barber love
bowling.
Barber bowl off. You heard me, man. You heard me, man.
Hey, DL, that man play golf and he bowls.
I bowl. I'm a bowler now. I'm a bowler.
DL, you need to be here, man. In Columbus, April 29th, which is my birthday. I need you here a little early because we're going to go out and kick it for my birthday on that Thursday night. But I need you here that Friday. We're doing the bowling, the Barber's Bowl Off. And this is the barber love I done got, man. It's $10. $10 from 10 to 2. Going to be at the bowling alley, unlimited bowling, your shoes. You get a for each lane, you get a large pizza and a thing of soda. Going to have the bar open all night. I'm trying to work out a good DJ. You know, it's going to be the we're trying to make it the official jump off to the Barber International Weekend here in Columbus, Ohio. So begin with my man Roderick. You got it on Facebook. So be here, Columbus, Ohio, April 30th. It's going down at the bowling alley. Come represent your, you know, if you got enough people in your shop, bring your shop, represent your shop, represent your city, represent your state. You know, we can have barbers against stylists. You know, we can have male barbers against female barbers. You know, we can come out and have some fun, man. I don't want to be stuck in no hotel being stuffy. I want to come out and have some fun. Let's bowl, have some drinks, and, you know, do it like that.
That's what's up.
You know, so
I just want to stay on.
Roger, give them the, you know, the Barber International, you know, brief schedule for the rest of the weekend because, you know, I know you know more than I do. So
yeah.
Profiles.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, pretty excited to say I'm actually one of the directors for Barbers International. I've been working with them for the last couple of years on trying to make this show people friendly. You know, we've been going out there. There's a lot of hard work that's actually been put in it. And the actual Barbers International Convention, it's Saturday. It starts Saturday, May the 1st, and it ends on May the 3rd. With we actually have tours going out to the Barber Museum. For those of us who do not know our history, and of course Chavez and DL, you may not know this much about me, but I'm a very, very stickler for education. You know, I own barber schools, www.profilebarber.com, and I'm you know, I'm a stickler for knowing where you come from so you'll know where you need to go. You know, people like DL and Chavez and Kenny and Tone and, you know, some of the other educators out there that I've met from various places, you know, we need to definitely get our education on, and I think that Barbers International Convention is the place to do that. It's not a place where you're going to go to see a bunch of crazy haircuts and designs and stuff like that. This is going to
be a
convention to educate all the barbers and stylists on how to bring the game up, make more money out of their shops, and you know, and keep the barber love going. Fortunately, I'm proud to say I'll actually be on stage with the legendary Mr. Ivan Zoot doing a class. He and I are going to do a little ebony and ivory thing. yeah, and he's going to be teaching the class. I'm actually going to be teaching a class called Dollars and Cents. And it's going to be good, man. So, DL, if you can make it, I know that's right. That's a hop, skip, and a jump for you. You know, that's going to be popping off real, real nice come May 1st through the 3rd. One other thing that I would like to add is on April the 14th, down at my educational complex, Profile Corporate, we're actually going to have Ivan Zoot come down to teach a two-session class April the 14th from 9 till 3 o'clock. 9 to 1, he's going to be doing a technical session with some new fading techniques that he just invented. And then the afternoon session is going to be a business building session. And for those of us that are looking to start our own shops or salons or start our own schools or businesses, you know, that are industry specific, this is something that you don't want to miss. Tickets are on sale. You can check it out on Facebook. Contact me personally, Roderick Samuels, on Facebook, or you can shoot me an email at profilecorp@ymail.com or give me a call at 843-343-9793 for more information, details, hotel arrangements, and everything. So,
okay.
And that's in Columbus?
No, this is actually going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, the Ivan Zoot training.
Okay, all right, Charles.
And you said again, that's April 14th?
April 14th.
Wednesday, April 14th.
Yes.
Charleston, you said Charleston, South Carolina?
Yes.
Charleston, South Carolina, y'all. Get on there. But, hey, so you might as well just come to Columbus, do your thing. Let's kick it, have some fun, you know, have some relaxed barber love. And then, you know, we're going to move into the Barber International thing where you can find out how to build your business, you know, how to network, how to market yourself. how to be more professional in the shop, you know, and at the same time, you get an opportunity to network with some barbers from all around the country. Also, you get to see the Barber Museum. Me being in Columbus, I can go see it anytime. What's up, big guy? What's up? Hold on 1 second, I'll finish up myself. So, you know, excuse me, y'all, but I can go to the Barber Museum anytime. And it's just, you get to see all that, man, at one time.
Come it's on, crazy. Columbus,
man. Have some fun. And for those of y'all, you heard them say, for those of y'all that play golf, that Monday I'm arranging something. So after we get done, you know, at the Barber Museum and getting our educational, we can go out on the links and get 18 in real quick. You know? Roger already said he's going to have to leave. So Roger going to have to come on Thursday so we can get it in.
And you know that.
Yes, in the Tiger Hood, y'all.
But, yeah. Well,
yeah,
we gonna, I'm going to show you a little, you know, show you a little something here from the Carolinas, man, how I swing them poles.
Okay. Yeah, man. I just got to say this. Big up to Wolford College, the Terriers of Wolford College. Wolford, whatever. See, my man.
South Carolina,
Wofford,
baby.
Big up to Wolford basketball team, the Terriers. They made it into the big dance, the field of 64. You know, my little cousin, you know, Jason Dawson, number 22, was on the team holding it down with the point guard thing. So, you know, y'all said South Carolina. I had to throw that shout out there real quick. We're going to see if they can get them a win. You know, it's the first time they won the South Conference and their first time in the big dance. So, you know, big up, you know, it took a brother from Columbus to get down there on that team to get them the first thing. You know, they couldn't do it with just all the South Carolina people. Had to get some had to get some of this Buckeye love on their floor.
I hear you. I hear you.
So, but yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. We've been on this joint almost an hour and a half, man. No, almost 2 hours now, huh?
Easy.
I started at 2:30, man. So we've been on here almost 2 hours. Get it in. Barber love. So, you know, DL, give us one more word before we sign off. Then Roger, give us one more word, and then we're going to be out of here.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody, man, let your next move be your best move, man. Get some education out there in the game, man. It's out there for you. There's a whole lot of people out there that's ready to network with you, you know, so you can learn and take your game to the next level. I always like to tell people, you know, exactly what Mr. James Mack says, and he says, hey, you're only as good as your last haircut, so, you know, let that be the business, man. And y'all take it easy, man, and we'll see you next time, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. Bob, love to you, man.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll meet. Hey, when I get a chance to meet you, Roger, I definitely would like to meet you.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hit me up on the web, on Facebook. Give me a shout, man.
Just come on to Columbus, man. You can see him in Columbus.
Well, I'll be in Columbus.
Come on up 75, man, to 71, man. Come on up. It ain't that hard. It's straight up the street.
I got
all right.
You. I got you. Yo, boy, be easy, man.
Y'all be good.
All right.
All right, Roger. Last word before we get up off of here, man.
Last words. If you can't be good, just be good at it.
There it is. And what you say? What you say? Go Anders or go home?
Hey, go Anders or go home, baby.
Yeah, hey, man. Barber, love to you, man. I'm going to talk to you. We're going to continue building on this Barber International, this, you know, this Profile Institute, Barber, you know, Barber's own connection. You know, we're going to go on and make some positive moves in this world. So, you know,
absolutely.
Barber, love to you, man.
Amen,
I'll see
man.
You when you get here.
Sound so, like a winner.
We signing off from the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. You know, zone out and Barber, love to you. Peace.
Deuces.